And today's full day of action brought to you in part by Mulberry Street on Brick Boulevard and Brick. More than an Italian specialty market, also a bakery and pasta shop, meat department, deli, caterer, and pizzeria, all rolled into one. Mulberry Street, your neighborhood Italian street plaza.
6-0 our score as we welcome you back here at the half on the Shore Sports Network. Today on the AM side, and of course at ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Pop it around with your mobile device as well. Get on the Radio Pup app.
And a reminder again that Inside the Law with Bob Novy, which would normally air from 10 to 11, thank you very much to Bob, his generosity for allowing us to air this game, bring this game to you. His program will be heard immediately following the conclusion of this game.
And in between contests for us, as we're back at 4 o'clock for the kickoff set between Brick and Colts Neck, but as Point Beach leads this one 6-0, let's go down to the field with the pretty interested observer joining our Ed Sarluca.
Yes, that observer is the head man of the Shore Regional West Long Branch and Oceanport District, Tom Farrow, the superintendent. And, of course, there's football blood on this administration staff as Tom, of course, the ex-head coach at Mondon, New Egypt, then became principal at New Egypt, and now the superintendent at Shore Regional.
How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Okay. A little worried here, but I think we'll get it.
You know, Coach Kaza made, as he told me leaving the field, you know, they made some adjustments after the first drive by Beach, and the defenses seemed to stabilize. But offensively, Beach has thrown something at them that I don't know if they expected.
Yeah, I saw a little of that belly bounce early on. I think Shore made some adjustments to that. The end wasn't getting reached anymore. And Shore's M.O. all year has been playing great defense. As long as they don't turn over the ball, they've really been playing to the hands of the defense. I'd like to see our running game pick up, probably only have about 50, 60 yards maybe.
Yeah, I think defensively, only after the first Rumson game, and that was only 12 points, only one touchdown per game.
Yeah, their defense has been the mainstay, really. They make tackles. They've really been able to run the ball. Last week against Beach, they were able to run the ball inside and do a good job controlling the ball. And it looks like Beach, the first half, has done a better job really controlling the clock and the run game.
You know, when I said you got a lot of football administrators in here, of course, the principal of the school is Vinny Della Cardillo, who, of course, was a star athlete at Brick Memorial and then played his college football on this very field at Trenton, the college in New Jersey, and then Harry Chabokian, who is the athletic director / assistant principal, who is the athletic director now. So Kaz has got a variety of different people he could talk to during the week, doesn't he?
He does, but Kaz does not need any help from us. Kaz wins a lot of games. He's an outstanding coach, and obviously that's why we're in administration now, and Kaz is still coaching. So,
you know, we talked on Thursday about the problems that a team like Shore has, a problem that, you know, who has been traditionally one of the great programs in the Shore, you know, 5 championships, you know, consistently a winning football team, conference championships, but they never really get the ink that, you know, goes with that.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, the students in the community at Shore Regional, they compete in everything. They compete in the classroom. They compete in athletics and co-curriculars. We have 3 sectional titles this fall. 2 already state titles with field hockey and girls soccer. So it's a wonderful, wonderful thing they do in the community. I think being in a small school, small district, they expect it. So we don't promote as much how good our sports and our co-curriculars are, but they expect to be successful.
And they also, Coach Kaz, you know, is one of the at the forefront in promoting his program. That's for sure. Very positive coach, and that's what, you know, guys like you who hire these people, and of course he's been here long before you got here, but that's what administrators look for, positive, stuff from the head coach.
I tell you what, I go out to practice a lot just to watch, whether it's field hockey or football or soccer, and all of our coaches, I have the greatest job because if you watch our coaches and our teachers, they are so positive. I watched Kaz coach over at Monmouth University yesterday. They were using a field Thursday, and he's so positive. And so supportive. It's really good to see that. And the kids respond to that.
Of course, I did leave out the stint at Monmouth University, and you're still, you know, somewhat active with that football program and Coach Kevin Callahan.
Yeah, Coach Cal lets me get my fix. And, since I'm around the block, I guess I probably bothered him too much, but I'm able to go to a lot of games and be involved somewhat, again, to get my fix on the sideline a little bit.
You know, Kevin commented in the first half that you used to look like a football coach, but now with the long cashmere camel hair jacket, the hat, the gloves, the earmuffs, you look like an administrator now.
I guess that's a compliment, Kevin. I want you to notice jacket's about 20 years old, and I still fit in it. You know, I just, you know, broke it out just for this cold. Actually, I'm wearing the same exact clothes I wore last Friday against Beach, so maybe the coach is still in me, the superstitious.
Well, Kevin and I cannot boast of wearing the same jacket that we wore 20 years ago, that's for sure.
I don't think so. This is the season, right, to lose a little weight, Kevin, right around now?
Now, Kevin's too nervous with basketball season coming up and the WOBM Christmas Classic. Tommy, thanks for joining me for a few minutes. Good luck to the Blue Devils in the second half.
Thanks so much, and thank you for all you guys do with sports media here. That's great.
Kevin?
All right, Ed, thank you very much to you and Tommy. We are time here from the College of New Jersey, Point Beach, leading Shore 6-0 in the Central Jersey Group 1 Championship game. We'll take a two-minute break and come back. Matt Harmon, the eloquent Matt Harmon, will join me on the other side. You're listening to the Central Jersey Group 1 Finals on the Shore Sports Network. And today's action brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center with 6 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
Only scoring of the day so far coming late in the first quarter, a 6-yard touchdown run for Mike Fraunheim. That gave Point Beach the 6-0 advantage. The extra point was blocked. Point Beach has had a couple of punts blocked today as well, but defensively playing a pretty solid game, a shutout up until this point right now. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca, your broadcast crew today for a championship Saturday on the Shore Sports Network. We're back here around 4 o'clock for Brick and Colts Neck. Well, guys, a pretty good time to maybe preview that one a little bit for our listeners who we hope rejoin us on our AM stations or at shoresportsnetwork.com or on the Radio Pup app. Kevin, we'll start up here in the box with you. And then we talked to both coaches about the contest coming up here. And, you know, when you think about the turnaround for Brick, really started with their reemergence of their quarterback who kind of battled some injuries during the course of the year.
Yeah, Carmen Sclafani missed 2.5 games, basically, and they kind of a patchwork to get through that, including a game that, you know, cost them the Class A South Championship when they lost to Jackson 9-7. Then they lost their backup quarterback, Joe Phillips, who, by the way, Matt, is done for the year with a concussion, has still not been cleared. He was ironically their leading receiver until the point when he got hurt and was playing quarterback. But they've had to go without him. And Ray Fattoruso, who's really their prime running back, played a lot of wildcat quarterback down the stretch. But as you said, once Sclafani got back in, things started to click, the two playoff wins. And I think the big advantage for Brick coming in, no matter how you look at it, is not playing on Thanksgiving Day or around Thanksgiving weekend. The Green Dragons have been off for a couple of weeks. As Coach Rob Dahl told us on Thursday night, he actually gave the players a few days off just to get away from football completely. All those little nicks, you know, heal up a bit. You might say, well, is 2 weeks off too long? Do you get stale? I think Coach Dahl, and I would agree with him, he'll take the extra week this time of year and then worry about it. Whereas Colts Neck played Howell, their Freehold Regional High School District rival, on Thanksgiving Day. And while it was an easy win for the Cougars, they did have to play and will only have had a week to prepare for this one. But I do agree with you with the Brick situation. Colts Neck, to me, you know, they've been good from week one. They just blasted Toms of Reist on the opening night of the season. And for the most part, it's been pedal to the metal, led by arguably the most complete player in the Shore Conference. And Anthony Garguillo, who's just done everything offensively and defensively, has been magnificent.
And I know that's a guy that you absolutely love, the two-way standout player for Colts Neck.
Yeah, looking forward to watching him today because he is an outstanding outside linebacker. That's what he's been playing this year. And, of course, running back run for over 3,000 yards in his career, multiple touchdowns in his career, and just an outstanding player. And I've mentioned it quite a few times. He's my player of the year. If you had to pick an overall player, he'd be my guy. There are other outstanding running backs on display today, and Kevin mentioned one of them, Ray Fattoruso, of course, Rumpson's Charlie Volker, who will get a lot of accolades after the season ends. But for me, Anthony Gargiulo is a tremendous football player.
And, you know, you also have a tale of a tale of two tapes, almost a contrast, in that you have this storied traditional program in Brick, which has been on the football map, you know, since the 60s, and, you know, the 51 years of Warren Wolf and the conference championships and the state championships, the first ever playoff game in 1974, beating Camden in Atlantic City, and what was a huge upset and all of that. And you have Colts Neck, which is basically a baby, relative newcomer to this whole thing. First time ever, you know, to the dance like this, you know, still a relatively new school. So it's everything for them is a first. First time of the finals, now trying to get a first championship. So it just, to me, makes for an interesting contrast and a great setting later today at 4 o'clock.
And a game, again, that we will broadcast here on the stations you're listening to us right now, the AM stations, 1160, 1310, SureSportsNetwork.com. There are a couple of other games involving Sure Conference teams today. 4 o'clock kickoff set down at Rowan as number 3 Barnegat will look for their first championship in school history and cap off a great year. They'll take on number 4 Delsey, Kevin, part of the South Jersey Group 3 final.
And I think the consensus from those of us who follow this baby is that Barnegat probably has the toughest obstacle to winning a state championship today against a Delsey program that has been there many times. They are the defending champions. They're very, very good. You know, for Barnegat, again, this is a first, like Colts Neck, even newer, you know, 8 years and, you know, getting this far, and it's been a magnificent season. I think both Ed and I kind of share a little bit of a feeling that, you know, Barnegat's getting to the dance this year. Next year they may be the team that completes the dance because they've got a load of guys back, key players. But, listen, they'll take a shot this afternoon, and you just never know. Who would have thought this game, after losing by 31 8 days ago, that Point Beach would be leading?
Ed, also coming up tonight, a 7:30 kickoff set at Keene University is top seed in Central Jersey Group 2. Rumson will take on an undefeated and second-seeded Wequeyoc team. Also, you know, one of those games that on paper, Rumson coming off the tough loss to Red Bank Catholic, this Wequeyoc team, for those who don't really follow out-of-area teams, by all accolades, this is a loaded football team.
Well, it's a team that has not given up a defensive point in 9 of their games. They have 8 shutouts. They gave up a safety in one of the games earlier in the year. They've only given up 29 points, and their first defense has only given up 1 touchdown all year. Now, is it the point of reference here is the schedules. Do they play the schedule that they do? However, when you play defense like they do and also have some offensive personnel that could run the football, you start believing that you're a good football team. And Wequeyoc, obviously, they lost in the finals last year to Shabazz. This year they're looking to go all the way. And, of course, Rumpson looking for their second title.
And Wequeyoc, by the way, beat Lakewood 34-0 to get to tonight's game.
The final game of the weekend involving Shore Conference teams, one of the last kickoffs, I think actually the last kickoff,
yep.
7 o'clock start tomorrow night at Rutgers. It'll be top seed Manalapan trying to go 12-0, finish off their year undefeated, and win that state championship that has eluded them for several times now, several trials. They'll take on 7 seed Hunterdon Central. And you say 7 seed, well, maybe a little bit deceiving, Ed, because Hunterdon Central has kind of their players in place right now. Certainly their starting quarterback, who missed some games early on in the year.
Yeah, he broke his leg after 5 wins earlier in the year, and then their outstanding running back, Jason Cabinda, had an emergency appendectomy, and he missed 3 games. So with them out of the lineup, Hunterdon Central lost 4 games, got in barely in Central Jersey Group 5 as a number 7 seed, but with those two in the lineup, they are undefeated. So it's a different team that Manaopin will face. But, of course, Manaopin is our best public school in the Shore, and so we're throwing our best at this Hunterdon Central Red Devil team.
And, you know, Kevin, the just to finish the preview part here of the halftime show, it's a Manaopin team that, I say, they're kind of looking for that one last piece of what has been, you know, a great this class, this senior class, will leave certainly as maybe the best senior class in school history, but they've been unable to get that last piece of it, which has been a state championship.
So elusive for Ed Guerrieri and the Braves, and, you know, this does seem to be the golden opportunity. And, you know, I know Ed really was emphatic on Thursday night in saying that, you know, if you look at a 1-7, you're going to get fooled by this one because Hunterdon Central is just not really a seventh seed. They're a much better football team than that. But I still think this is Manalapan's year, Manalapan's opportunity to close it out. It would be a bitter disappointment if they did not.
Both teams making their way back onto the field. With that, we'll take one more timeout. When we come back, we'll get you set for the start of the third quarter. Point Beach leading Shore by a score of 6-0. We're back here in 2 minutes with the start of the second half on the Shore Sports Network.